Lee Thomas, I gather you're a friend of Squadron Leader Chris Wilson at RAF Cosford. How do you know each other?
Squadron Leader Wilson, I recruited at Avcor Shrewsbury for a fair few years back. 2009 to 2010, I believe.
Oh, right, okay, fine, yeah.
So we recruited in the same office. I said Armed Forces Careers Office in Shrewsbury.
Right, okay. So what is your role within the RAF now?
My role at the moment is I'm a ICT manager at RAF Coningsby. I look after the communications flight there, so all airfield nav aids and the crypto custodians as well.
Sure. This is Typhoon base, isn't it, Coningsby?
Yes, it's one of two Typhoon fighters bases, one being Lossie and the other being Coningsby.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I met one of your team, actually. He was with the, I think, the Typhoon display team, and he was the lad who actually works on the BAS at Coningsby, he was telling me.
Yeah, so the Typhoon display team, the BBMF display team, obviously, here. Mm. It's a lot of people from around the station to help out. Because all the squadrons are very busy as well.
Yeah, sure.
So we all help out. So as I say, I'm ICT. We've got logistics. We've got aircraft technicians. Royal Air Force Police, I believe, is over at the Typhoon display team as well. Mm. So, yeah, we all help out to help each other.
We think about the RAF, celebrating 100 years, and you look at where it all started back at the sort of back end of World War One and coming through World War Two. And you think about today and the present commitments that the RAF have around the world.
Yeah, I'd say 100 years celebrating this year. I don't think I'll be around for the next one, 100 year or the 200 year.
Well, I wish you a happy birthday if you do.
So do I, yeah. However, I can see it's been around another 100 years and we're only going to get busier as we always have. And we will supply the professional outputs is what we always do.
Absolutely. Battle of Britain Memorial flight, we're looking at here. I know we've got the Lancaster up there, we've got the Dakota up there, we've also got a Spitfire and a Hurricane up there at the moment at the display here at RAF Cosford. Magical to see those four aircraft together.
Fantastic to see them together. I'm from RAF Coningsby, we see these regular on a day-to-day basis, and there's nothing better than to see these aircraft maintained still. And flying still for not just only for us to be proud of, but obviously for the general public as well, because they're just fantastic.
So we're looking now. We've got the Dakota and the Lancaster flying by. What a fabulous sight! That Lancaster engine is so special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. They're a one-off sound. Every time I hear it, in my office anyway at Coningsby. Doesn't matter how many times it comes past, I'm always at the window looking at it. Absolutely. And watching it take off, come back. It's fantastic. And they are just a fantastic bit of kit.
Looking across from here also at RAF Cosford Air Show, I was looking at the Chinook. I had a chance to go up in the Chinook a few months back. And again, for me, that is a very special sound.
Yeah, the Chinook is a one-off. We like to see that. Very heavy in what it does, as in cargo, passengers, very busy aircraft. It's one of our special aircrafts again. On the rotary side, they're there. It supplies medical attentions if we need medicals. It supplies aid if we need aid. As I say, fantastic versatility in what it can do.
So how many more years have you got to do in the RAF now?
27 done so far.
Right.
Another three to my 30, and who knows, maybe longer again, maybe all the way to the age 55 and retirement. I've enjoyed every moment of my time in the Royal Air Force. 27 years so far, and I'll hopefully another, who knows, another, no, I mean, no, not 27 years, but what's that, 55? Another 10 years till I'm 55, and that's me done.
I was talking to Chris Osborne from the Royal Air Force Association. And obviously do a fantastic job to support ex-servicemen and servicewomen in the RAF.
Yeah, the Royal Air Force Association. I'm a member of the Royal Air Force Association as well. Brilliant job, along with all the other charities as well that we've got.
Yeah, fantastic. Can I wish you all the very best, and it's a pleasure to talk, and I will pass on your regards to Quadrant leader Chris Wilson when I see him shortly.
Lovely, thank you very much.